But now we've brought in a little bit of help. Radio Alabama coming in to help us. They've done plenty of work with other organizations, other schools, especially up in the Sylacauga area. So we are so excited to have them on board to help produce what has been a great time of Wetumpka Athletics and to continue to build on that and make sure that it is here to stay. And I want to introduce Mitch Petrie. Mitch, you are now making your debut here with Wetumpka. And first, I want you to tell me about our Athlete of the Week. We've started the Athlete of the Week series here. We've got a couple of them. I'll let you go ahead and introduce this week's.
Yeah, so absolutely. Thank you for the introduction, Gavin. Our Athlete of the Week this week, presented by First Community Bank, is going to be none other than rising senior for the Wetumpka baseball team, catcher Logan Fawcett. He represented the Indians at Riverwalk Stadium for the AHSAA All-Star Game back in July. And in the two-game doubleheader, his stat line totaled 3 hits at 5 at-bats. He scored a run at the plate and recorded a stolen base as well. The first game, the South won 16-6, and his run certainly contributed to that. And in the second game, it was a 7-7 tie that ended, like I said, tied. Fawcett won 1-for-3 at the plate in that second game, and he recorded a run. So that is our First Community Bank Athlete of the Week.
We've had a First Community Bank Athlete of the Week prior to airing this show. Charlie Skipper was our first Athlete of the Week from August 7th, and he won it thanks to his performance in the 7-on-7 tournament earlier in the summer. We'll talk about that a little bit more later on, but managed to help Wetumpka to get the win as a sophomore quarterback, getting that third consecutive 7-on-7 championship. Let's go over what we have on tap here this evening, and going to have Coach Bear Woods on, of course, for Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. We will also be joined at the end here with Coach Andy Maxwell, the new head coach of the new girls flag football team. We're really excited to hear from him as well, talk about how that program has been created, something that is not really a popular thing across Elmore County right now. We're also going to look at what is coming up for Wetumpka Athletics. Football will face Beauregard as Coach Bear Woods enters the room. We'll bring him on here in a few moments. Volleyball will be at Prattville Christian for a tournament. That is this Saturday as things continue to ramp up. Flag football, as I mentioned, they'll face Prattville on the road on Tuesday, August 26th. And cross country, they've got a little bit of time still before they get started. They will go to Lineville, where Central of Clay County hosts the Volunteer Spirit Classic. A lot of stuff coming up for Wetumpka Athletics. Things are going to be plenty busy here starting this week. And we'll have Coach Bear Woods come on to talk with us. Want to talk about that Athlete of the Week? First Community Bank. It's more than banking. It's a relationship that lasts, from checking and savings to loans and mortgages. They're here for every stage of life, local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. Coach Bear Woods will join us when we come back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with quad zero savings, 0% APR for 48 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days, plus a two-year 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center.
Big savings are here with Coosa Valley Propane's September pre-buy. Right now, you can lock in your propane supply at one of the lowest rates of the year when you purchase a minimum of 100 gallons. Stock up in September and you'll be ready for winter without breaking the bank. But act fast. This special deal ends September 30th. Call Coosa Valley Propane at 256-362-4780 today and secure your savings.
Welcome back to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Come on, come to Collier Ford. The Ford Summer Sales event is happening now at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Save big on new F-150s, Broncos, Explorers, and more. Incredible summer offers won't last long, so stop by Collier Ford today and drive your new Ford for less. Want to welcome in Coach Bear Woods, the namesake of Tribal Talk, the Coach Bear Woods Show. Coach, you're just coming off of practice, I know. I'm hoping it went pretty well today.
Oh, it went very well. I'm glad to be here. It's exciting seeing the full parking lot at the Wharf. Appreciate their support. And, yes, football season.
Yeah. Now, I know you've had a busy summer with this team. Just talk a little bit about what that schedule has looked like from tournaments, practices, you name it.
Yeah, so we definitely emphasize getting a few more OTAs in with some teams, really getting some live actions, you know, specifically, you know, for our young team. We're a young team. We need to get in pads and, you know, play against some other opponents. And we did really well at our 7-on-7, our skilled players learning. All that stuff for us, is it really is reps. You know, we want to compete. We want to win every time we go out there. But it is just trying to get as many live reps and competitive reps that we can. Our spring was tremendous as well. I mean, we were from spring to summer, how we scheduled out fall camp. We're rolling program-wise and getting the most out of our program and our guys, and then credit to the coaches.
Want to remind everyone who is here in person or watching online, you can ask Coach Bear Woods whatever questions you may have about the upcoming game or the upcoming season, you name it. You can do that by commenting on our YouTube stream, the Facebook stream as well. And we will get to those. If you're in person, you can raise your hand. We will bring you a microphone. You can introduce yourself and then ask your question. So, Coach, you've got a very different roster this year. Lost some guys. You've got a lot of young guys who have now had to step into these roles. Just who's sticking out for you right now?
Speaking of young guys, it'd be Jordan Hill, number 4. He's going to be our starting running back. He'll be our return man. It's great seeing a lot of the guys come in. This is great. But, no, Jordan has done a tremendous job. He's a great teammate. Also, you know, Charlie Skipper, our sophomore quarterback, has done a good job. Him and Jordan in the same class. Those guys have stood out on the offensive side. And our freshman left tackle, Cortland Norman. That's right, freshman left tackle. I mean, he's done a tremendous job. And the older senior lineman with Tyler Harris is doing a good job. You know, he's right next to Cortland. And those are the guys who stood out. On the defensive side of the ball, we got not necessarily young guys, but guys new to the defense and starting roles. But J.V. Green, our defensive lineman, he's be a 3-year starter for us. He's doing a great job. And J.D. Denmark, number 7, you know, he'll play on both sides of the football. Those guys have done well. But to stand out from summertime would be Emerson Paul, number 19. I gave him 19 because Micah Bigelow wore 19. Micah Bigelow was a very physical football player, a guy who scored multiple touchdowns for our team. And Emerson not only looks like Micah, but he also plays like him.
Charlie Skipper, you mentioned it, and we talked about him a little bit before off of his performance from that 7-on-7 tournament, but I know he's had to really step up. But what has been impressive about this guy, especially with his youth right now?
He's a competitor, and you don't have to worry about him being where he's supposed to be, doing what he's supposed to be doing. Those are the things that you need from any football player, but you definitely need it from your quarterback, and he has provided that. And the guys rallied around him, which you saw at the 7-on-7, was the team rally around Charlie, understanding that you know, it's going to take all of us to win, and it's always that case. But it's just something a little different when there's a young guy, you know, behind center. And I appreciate everyone's support, and he's done a great job.
You've talked about Jordan Hill, Jordan Smoke as well. Both of those guys are going to be contributors this year. What kind of differentiates these two, and what are the strengths that they both bring to the table here?
That's a great question. Well, they're both competitors. They want to compete. No matter what we're going to do, they want to win. You can be playing shootout in the gym. You can be playing cornhole. They're going to want to win. That's the first thing that separates them. But difference in players, I would say Jordan has more of a dynamic agility to him, and coming out of the backfield catching the ball. Jordan Smoke has the one cut downhill, and he practices hard, but he's a guy that at any level of football that I've seen, he really makes such a jump from practice to game time when the lights come on in his last season JV and freshman. He just makes plays, Jordan Smoke, that is. But that's the difference between the two.
And you can double-check me. Jordan Smoke is related to Cavassier Smoke, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And we know when we tump, anytime you're handing the ball to a Smoke, it's probably a good decision.
And Cavassier Smoke, a former running back for the Indians. You will remember him back in 2017 with that Tim Perry team that finished as a runner-up in the state championship that season, went to Kentucky as well. So a very popular name around here, going to be in the backfield. Him and Jordan Hill both are looking like they're going to be pretty major contenders this year. Look at those wide receivers for a second. I know you've got some guys who have got some height, but they've also got some dudes with some speed.
Oh, that's exactly right. So I want to start with our three-year starter, Andrew Boyles. He plays every position, really, at receiver. But he's a three-year starter, and he is – you know, I keep using the word competitor. We got a team full of competitors, but that's what Andrew is. Everyone knows that he's going to come out and give his best. But Andrew's a fast kid. He's a mid 4.6 guy at 6 foot, almost 6 foot one, multi-sport athlete. He's dynamic. He's made plays for us for 2 years already. But then we get to our tight end position, John Hudson Wingard. You know, spoke about him a whole lot this summer. He's done a great job, and you see him, you know, that's a college football player. He has great speed, great hands, and he loves to compete. And then, you know, our sophomore, Caleb Ballard, that's the kid who we're excited to see. You know, he works hard, but he's about 6'5". He got clocked at a 4.5 40 at the North Alabama camp, and I mean, I don't know what his vert is yet. I just seen him dunk a basketball, and it's out of the gym. So we're excited about them. But once again, that's going to be an experience. I mean, John Hudson unfortunately missed most of last season due to an injury. So you're talking about guys with live reps. We don't have a lot of them, and Andrew's that guy. And we're leaving off one dynamic player, and I guess I am, but I shouldn't, because he's going to score a lot of touchdowns for us. That's Deion Floyd, number 11. Deion is – we tumped through and through. You know, he's a guy that just charisma-wise, people rally around, coaches, everyone who meets him. And, you know, I'm on his tail all the time, but he's going to do a good job for us.
Yeah, you've also got a guy who he's moved around a little bit, and you mentioned him briefly, but J.D. Denmark, he played a lot of defensive reps there. Now he's going to see some time at fullback as well. How do you kind of approach something like that where you're changing a position for a guy, especially someone who has been a leader for this team?
And really, when you change the position, you try to get the best football players on the field. And we're going to have a team, and we talk about defining heart. This team's about to play with heart. It's going to take a lot of guys to help us win football games, and because guys are going to play both ways. Some schemes might require other players at certain positions, and we're just going to continually do our best to get the guys in position to be successful. But JD, he's just a football player. You know, he played defensive end, has scored touchdowns for us, been a part of special teams touchdowns, called a touchdown at Stanhope. I mean, from the fullback side, he's just a football player. And no matter what level of football you're playing, you want to get your best players on the field.
I want to look at this staff just a little bit as well. You've got Coach Morton still as the defensive coordinator. John Dawkins is your OC. How have those guys had an impact, and then the rest of this coaching staff?
Well, you know, Coach Morton did an incredible job last year with our defense. He had an incredible group of players. But, you know, we didn't even give up 100 points within the region. We're the number one defense in the region last year. And, you know, our defense received the accolades, you know, across the board to show that. 7 All-River Region players, 2 All-State players, 3 signees, and 1 Division I with Ethan Bailey. So with that being said, all those guys are gone, right? So now is seeing the teaching style of Coach Morton over a year in, and he does an incredible job from preparing. And then the hiring of J.L. Dawkins is about a mirror of Marvin Morton. They are as organized and as prepared as any, you know, coach that I've been around. And they love football, and they love Wetumpka, and they love our kids. But their preparation is what set them apart. They're two, you know, Coach Morton's already been a head coach, but both of them guys are head coaches, just the way they prepare. And they've grown relationships so well in such a small amount of time. Being a year somewhere is not a long time for Coach Morton. And then with Coach Dawkins coming in, his leadership, ability to communicate, and you just genuinely know when a guy cares, and the kids know it before anybody. And that's why we're doing so well as a coaching staff.
You have obviously a lot of football experience, both playing and coaching now, but you're going into your fourth season as the head coach here at Wetumpka. What have you kind of learned over these first 3 seasons, and maybe had to adapt a little bit as you've gone through your career?
I've learned a bell schedule. You know, that's what, yeah, I've learned, and that's and that really is a challenge to learn. If you don't know that, that was my biggest learning thing, is how can we plan a week? So having guys on my staff who have already been head coaches, you know, we've got Deron Fagan, who's our receivers coach, who's been the head coach. We've had coaches formerly who have been head coaches on our staff, and having JL, who was assistant principal at ACA. I mean, he understands that, Coach Morton. But how to maximize the scheduling for a program at a school, you know, that was my biggest learning curve. And what we saw Friday night, the Black and Gold game, I'm very proud of the program. And you saw 3 different teams out there functioning. You know, that was, yeah, a live game, live action. Now, the freshmen, we had our coaches, you know, behind the huddle for them, just because we had substitutional stuff. Guys played both sides of the ball. But, I mean, you had 130 football players. I mean, the program is as strong as it's ever been, program-wise, and it's credit to the staff. But my biggest thing of learning is how do I balance football with, well, honestly, parents, not parents, like coaches and their families, you know, respecting the value and time for families at the high school level. That was new to me. That really was new to me, because football, 16 hours a day, I mean, that's just it. And, you know, daycare, never heard of that, you know. I got to go to here. I got to take my kid here. That's all was new for me coming into high school coaching, and rightfully so. So now take care of my coaches, take care of my players, get them in the best position to be their best, and that's my ultimate goal each day.
I want to remind everyone that if you have questions for Coach here at the Wharf, you can raise your hand. We will bring you a mic to ask. Also want to give a shout-out to a special guest. We have Mayor Jerry Willis here in the room with us, so we appreciate you being here, as well as Principal Kyle Futrell. He is also here joining us, so excited to have people along for this one. I'm going to ask you a little bit of a tougher one here. In these 3 seasons, they've all been fairly successful, but you get to the playoffs each year, fall short in that first game. What do you react from that? How do you look at that and try and build off of it to be able to get past the hump of that first round?
That's not a hard question. That's a question that we are excited to answer this year. And you got to be better in region play. You have to win your region. If you look at the history of a program, this one specifically, and the amount of playoff games that are won by any program and team, it's the teams that win the region. You got to be 1, you got to be 2. You fall in the spot of 3rd, it's a lot tougher because you know the opponents that you face. But ours is last year, mind you, go look at the film, we have probably the worst call in Wetumpka history on that call. I mean, it's a phantom call, but for some reason the good Lord put that official to make that terrible call against our program. And took a lot of hard work from a team. And I think this is the year where we're going to look back and say, well, that was the motivating factor for us. Because that is 100% poor call. And to have to answer to a team to go through that. I don't have the answer, but we're certainly looking for it. And we're excited to take it 1 game at a time. We're still focusing on the moment. And we're ready to game 1 against Beauregard. We're talking about the playoffs. That's for guys like y'all to talk about, right? We're talking about playoffs on August 19th. You know, we really want to talk about Beauregard.
Well, and we're going to get into Beauregard when we come back. That will be our next segment here. I want to thank one of our sponsors, Precision Floor Care, your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. When we come back, we'll preview the Beauregard matchup for this Friday. You're listening to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Big savings are here with Coosa Valley Propane's September pre-buy. Right now, you can lock in your propane supply at one of the lowest rates of the year when you purchase a minimum of 100 gallons. Stock up in September and you'll be ready for winter without breaking the bank. But act fast. This special deal ends September 30th. Call Coosa Valley Propane at 256-362-4780 today and secure your savings.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with quad zero savings, 0% APR for 48 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days, plus a two-year 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
Welcome back. You're listening to Tribal Talk on the Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcoming you back now, and want to thank Central Access for supporting the Wetumpka Sports Network. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Coach, I know you wanted to give someone a shout out here. I'm going to give you that opportunity now.
Yeah, absolutely. None of this happens without Principal Futchel, and, you know, and reaching out and working with Radio Alabama to really spotlight our student athletes, and he's in attendance tonight, so thank you for that support. And our kids love it anytime he's around. And then also our young men and ladies get to play in the best facilities in the River Region. I see Mayor Jerry Willis here tonight, so a special thank you for all of his investment into Wetumpka Athletics and to our community. So thank you very much. And then Judge Ben Baxley is here as well, so give him a shout-out. There we go.
Yeah, big fan of the Honorable Judge Baxley out there, and, of course, the more honorable Miss Nicole Baxley, of course. And I want to thank everyone again for being here. Once again, a reminder, if you have a question for Coach, feel free to raise your hand. We'll bring you a mic, and you can do that. You've also got T-shirts, cups, all that on your tables there. Those are for you. Feel free to take those. We want to put that Wetumpka Sports Network shirts on everyone in here if we can. So Appreciate everyone being here. Coach, want to look now at this Beauregard matchup, getting the season underway now. Just what do you talk to the team about when you go into this first game? I know there could be, you know, maybe some jitters here and there just for these guys that are especially young getting their first starts.
Yeah, so we want to protect the football, protect the quarterback, relentlessly and violently take away the football. That's what we know. Those are three things we want to do from the young guy side of it. Yeah, when the lights come on, that was what the black and gold game was. So we're trying to get rid of the jitters by just keeping practice highly competitive, you know, and that's our way of going about it. But I'm excited because I think we just put so much stress on the guys and how we coach them to where they're going to have confidence in themselves, because I believe in them. I believe in Wetumpka. I believe in Wetumpka football. And Friday night, we're going to get to go out there and display our hard work and do it together.
You guys have played Beauregard before, just one time in school history, got the win last year, 19-14, over at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. Now going to their place out in Opelika. Without telling me a little bit too much here, what do you learn from them that you can take away from last year and apply it to this year?
Well, they return for the five offensive linemen, so that's just really where the nuts and bolts of it is at. Everything can be built, a football team can be built around that. That's the most important unit, and that's what they have. They're going to have skill position guys who can really run. They're returning in the back end, a defensive lineman that might be as good as what we'll see throughout the year. And we've never, you know, played at Beauregard, so I've been over there to look at it earlier this week. It's a beautiful stadium. They got new grass out there, new big old Jumbotron, a new head coach, you know, who I know is coach comes from a coaching family here in Alabama, so they got a good program, and we're ready to get over there and get tested.
You mentioned the new coach, that Sheena Motley, out there making his first appearance with Beauregard now, coming out from Wadley, a 1A school, won the state championship last year. Talk about how fierce of an opponent he may be and how you handle someone who's got a lot of experience as a head coach.
Yeah, he has a lot of experience as a coordinator. You know, he spent time in Sweetwater. I know that is a championship program that he won at. Everywhere he's went, he's won. And then now it's at the 6A level, and I know he's excited about it. I got a chance to spend some time with him earlier this week, and a fine professional, and respect what he's done for high school football in Alabama. And but I'm excited about our guys getting to get over there and get tested, and our coaching staff. You know, every year you got to, it's always a new team, because you always gonna have a new coach somewhere, a new player somewhere, and so you just don't know what you got till you get out there. But I got a good feeling about what we got.
Yeah, we didn't really touch on the defense a whole lot there, other than JD obviously switching out from there, but. How do you get these guys ready? I know defense has been a huge focus for you, obviously being a linebacker yourself, and last season allowing just 15 points per game over the course of the year. That led the region for us. So how do you continue to put that focus in there and apply this to this new roster?
Well, first I want to thank you for saying that I spoke about the offense, because my offensive coaches always tell me all I think about is the defense. I take all the players the defense, so thank you for that little plug there. But no, our defense, it's got to be led by number 42, Walt Myrick, at linebacker. And Walt is just a relentless, tenacious linebacker. Like, if you had to drop some, if an alien came to Earth today and said, I want to see what a linebacker looks like, you would just put Walter there and just say, watch this guy play, and then they would understand. That's what a linebacker does. So we have Walt there. We're going to have Joseph Landry, who's been a fantastic player for us the last couple of years at JV. He's had some unfortunate injuries. He's going to help at the linebacker spot. On the inside, we have young guys, Jordan Bracey. Jordan Bracey will be one of our sophomores. Our sophomore class is a very strong class. He's going to play on the corner spot. We have Spencer Rice. Spencer ended up starting half the season for us last year, wearing jersey number 16. We'll have Kingston Johnson. He'll wear jersey number 1. He's going to play corner. He'll play safety. And like I mentioned earlier, Emerson Paul. And then the other part of our three-phase of team is our special teams. Now, we take a lot of pride in it, and it's going to be a big part of what we do moving forward as well.
You touched on Andrew Voiles a little bit, and I know he's actually turned into your full-time guy there in that punter position. How has he kind of grown? Because I remember the start of his time there in that punter position, and maybe wasn't always the kicks that he was looking for, but it seems like he's kind of started to figure that out a little bit, despite that not being his primary position.
You know, I put Andrew back there because he's not scared. He ain't scared. I mean, if he shanks the ball, kicks the ball, I mean, he still just has the same look of, you know, a crazed dog. So they ain't going to affect him. But he's really learning. We worked on it. I mean, last summer we worked on it, and he showed that our ability to cover a punt and the timing. You know, that goes credit to our long snapper Jake Harden, though. You can't talk about Andrew's punting without, you know, really talking about the operation of Jake Harden, our long snapper, who's also, you know, plays center for us as well when needed. But you know, Andrew does have some competition behind his heels because he has Cyrus Bullock. Cyrus Bullock is our place kicker, but he's worked on punting as well. And I like seeing that we do have another option if Andrew's not there. And if he doesn't do it, we have Deion Floyd. Deion Floyd can kick it about 40 yards in the air as well. So, but proud of Andrew. But we got some guys who can help out if Andrew wants a day off.
And Cyrus Bullock, he got some time last year to kick as well. Another one of those young guys on this roster, but seems like he's starting to maybe grow a little bit. I know I think back to your first year. We had Logan Wayhall here who ended up going to Georgia Tech as a kicker there, or as a punter, that is. And how important is it to get that special teams to be efficient for this team, especially at the high school level where you maybe don't see that every week?
Well, it's a three-phase game. I mean, you look at the percentages of scoring a touchdown based off field position. I mean, that's where the facts are. If you look at giving up a punt or a score on special teams, you know, you have a 5% chance of winning a football game if you give up a special team score. So from our side, that's something we should probably invest in, figuring out how we can score. And on the other side, figuring out how we don't allow that to happen against us. But I know Cyrus got a lot of great work. Logan actually comes back and works with Cyrus some, so that's really good. But I was very blessed to have Logan Wayall. We'll probably mention that name every year that I coach because of how special he was.
Yeah, you've had a lot of guys that have made it to the collegiate level since your time here, both on the football field. You've got guys from across other sports, including, fortunately, myself, who have been able to do that. So how important has it been? And talk about the work that you have done to make sure that these guys are getting these opportunities after high school. I know that's been a huge focus for you.
It is a huge focus. And even from our athletic department side, that was one of the big key points going this year is actually across the department, uniform, having in a uniform process that you have recruiting from a prospect list. And I want to give Coach Marvin Morton a lot of credit here for putting together what I think is the best package to be able to send to coaches, that you're constantly flooding the information in social media and emails, sending this information up to make it as easy on a coach to evaluate our players. We just want coaches to evaluate our kids. We can tell them how to get better. How can we do a better job of promoting them, when and where? But yeah, each and every year, this is a fact. If you can compete at this level, if you're just the best on our football team, you're going to go play college, if that's what your goal is. But if it's not your goal, you can have an opportunity to play the most competitive football in this area at the 6A level here at Wetumpka High School.
I know that you talked about that package, and I've had the chance to take a look at it a little bit. We looked at it a couple of weeks ago. It's extremely detailed how you manage to get everything in order and be able to look back at every single play that you run in practice, in games, all the way across, so that you can work on everything. Just how great has that been to really hammer down on that and be able to learn from every single play like that?
Well, you know, that's the only process I know. You know, I was very fortunate, you know, with my own path, personal career and path, that's just how football was taught to me with Larry Blakeney, then with time with Brian Van Gorder and Mike Smith and the Falcons, then going up with Jim Pop up into Atlanta with Mark Trestman. There's all these names of guys who've done it at every level and at the highest levels. I'm just using what they did. I mean, I didn't come up with anything. It's, you know, if they know the way to get to the destination, well, I'm going to follow those guys, and I'll just apply it. And our coaching staff loves that. The one thing about our whole coaching staff is they love processes. They love how can we do things better. Every day we get back is how can practice be better tomorrow? Tell me something. What worked, what didn't work? We're just constantly trying to perfect our process so that the kids can be at their very best. And I think our players know that.
You mentioned him, so I'm going to bring it up. Coach Larry Blakeney was your coach while you were at Troy. He's now a 2025 College Football Hall of Fame inductee. What impact did Coach Blakeney have, obviously on the program, but for you as a player and then now as a coach?
Well, there would be no show tonight if it wasn't for Larry Blakeney. So there you go. I mean, that's it. He believed in a long-haired dude from North Florida, you know, and when others didn't see anything, he saw hard work and effort, and when my opportunity came and when I made the most of it, there was, you know, no denying that I needed his support. And I won't ever forget, in 2008, going into the first game, he named me captain. I had no idea. I thought he was not in the right state of mind to make me the captain, but he did, and really the rest is history. But he taught me how to be genuine to players. You build relationships. I mean, there's time. He was a disciplined guy, but he also understands that you're working with young men. Young men make mistakes. And I know everyone gets older and everyone forgets that they made mistakes when they were young, apparently, because that's how everyone responds. Coach Blakeney didn't respond that way, which is why he was able to get so many guys from Florida State, Auburn, and all those teams. We were, you know, able to give guys second chances. And I'm so glad for what him and Miss Janice have been in my life and even to this day.
Yeah, I was able to have a lot of success with you and the Killer Bees.
That's right.
If I remember correctly. And I want to thank the Wharf Casual Seafood for having us here tonight and for feeding us. I had some fried shrimp before this. It was pretty good as well. So Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone, from fish and shrimp to po' boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. And we're going to take a break here. We'll come back. We'll bring up the new head coach of the new flag football program, Coach Andy Maxwell. When we come back, and Coach Bear will take off his head coach of the football team cap, he'll put on his athletic director cap, and we'll get into that. Thank you all for joining us. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply, with same-day pickup, ship-to-store, and ship-to-home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Big savings are here with Coosa Valley Propane's September pre-buy. Right now, you can lock in your propane supply at one of the lowest rates of the year when you purchase a minimum of 100 gallons. Stock up in September and you'll be ready for winter without breaking the bank. But act fast. This special deal ends September 30th. Call Coosa Valley Propane at 256-362-4780 today and secure your savings.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Welcome back to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, driven by Collier Ford, online at CollierFord.com.
Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Welcoming now the head coach of the girls flag football team, Coach Andy Maxwell. Coach, thank you for joining me.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, we'll get an applause going for him. It's much well deserved. First year of this program, and first, Coach Bear, I want to ask you, what went into creating this team, something that we haven't really seen, especially in this area, a whole lot?
One, just to provide as many extracurricular activities for our students. Once again, it's just a big emphasis for our superintendent, Mr. Richard Dennis, and, of course, our principal, Kyle Futchel, is to provide as many opportunities for our students. And this is one that really the people wanted, and we want to see our young ladies compete. And it really is taking on just in popularity. And we thought we had it last year. We weren't able to get it done in enough time. But this year, Coach Maxwell, this how he got here is pretty incredible. And the timing was great. And here he sits today with a flag football program.
Coach Maxwell, talk about that, the process for you coming in. I know you've now assembled a roster. You've got everything kind of set up with the start of the season coming up next week. Just what has that all been like?
Oh, it's been exciting. It's kind of unusual and lucky for me to be here. I was sitting in Sequoia. You cannot be a head coach and retire. And after 34 years, I was ready to retire, and I was sitting at my desk, and I didn't want to give up coaching flag. I'm an old football coach that had retired, but when I got out there and started coaching flag for the first time about 3 years ago, it was the funnest sport I ever coached. And so I just got the idea to Alabama. I knew had many schools that were building programs, and I love the Wetumpka area. And I just happened to got the idea to call Wetumpka High School and see if they were interested. And Coach Woods said, perfect timing.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you. And so I spent time building the program at Sequoia, and I'm really excited about coming here and building the program here at Wetumpka.
Right now, flag football is still a very young sport within the state, began in 2021 as an official AHSAA sport. So it's continued to grow. This Wetumpka now the only team here in Elmore County to have this program. I know that one of the closest teams that has one is Prattville. You face off against them next Tuesday on the road. What do you look for in that first matchup, especially with a new group of girls who some may not have played flag football before?
Okay, yeah. We have only one player, I believe, that's played flag football before. So we're very, very inexperienced. I'm having to teach them the fundamentals right off the bat. We're really probably a JV-level team right now, but we have talent. We're just inexperienced. And Prattville, I know, is one of the toughest teams to play. I know they've got a really good football team, and we're going to match them in a year or two, I guarantee it. Looking forward to it. This year will be a learning process with and getting experience from the girls. But we've got talent.
I want to ask you about that roster a little bit. Obviously, some people may not have a lot of experience just yet, but who has kind of stuck out so far on this very young team that I believe you assembled, what, 2 weeks ago now, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks. And if I'm terrible with names, I'm going to be honest with you, but there have been a couple of standouts. I know one of them's in here, Lexi here. I don't know her last name, but she's looking good at quarterback. She's over there smiling. And one girl named Taylor. And there's been several other that I know we're going to have good athletes. And they are good girls. They really are. I really enjoy coaching them. They listen. They pay attention. We just got a long way to go. And we're going to get there. We had a parent meeting tonight, and I was surprised at the number of parents that came out. So I think Wetumpka is very hungry for a flag football program, a very strong one, and there's hopefully we can get there.
Lexi Smith, the person who is here, she's joining us. Taylor Carlisle is another one on that roster that you mentioned. So excited to see what they are capable of doing when they get on the field. And when you have a group of girls that are very young and very unfamiliar, what's that process like trying to teach girls the game of football itself along with the flag football portion of it?
Yeah, you got to teach the game of football first. And I'm going to be honest, I was a little overwhelmed at the inexperience because I didn't know where to start because there was so much I had to teach them. And we had such a short time. That's the only thing. We only have a couple of weeks, and we have a very, very challenging schedule. You just start at the basics. I started, on the first day of practice when we were running pass routes, I had to tell them to turn around and look at the quarterback so they catch the football. So that's where we were beginning. But they're picking it up fast, and they're a pleasure to work with. I really enjoy working with them.
You mentioned that tough schedule. You do have Central Phoenix City on there later on, a team that has made it to the state championship multiple times, and last year a 19-0 record. So you've got tough teams, but I want to talk about this Brubaker Tech game that's on the schedule. It's the only home game this year. Just how excited are you to get to have these girls play in front of a hometown crowd there at the Wetumpka Sports Conference?
Oh, I'm very excited. The facilities are great. The football field's good, the practice field. Coach Woods has been excellent getting us started. He's been very supportive buying the equipment for us. And so I'm hoping we'll have a good turnout there for the first home flag football game coming up. And hope we by then we should be very competitive. I think we can come around. The first game or two, we're going to be very, very inexperienced. But every game will be a learning experience. And I think toward the end of the season, we'll be a different team.
And you can guarantee that we will continue to promote it. Extremely excited about this flag football program. You've got an assistant coach with you as well who is in the building. That's Coach Candace Lacey. And she joins you. She's been at Wetumpka, though, as the women's track and field coach as well. How has she been so helpful with this program? And Coach Bear, you can probably speak to how she's been with the track team as well.
Oh, well, I can tell you right now, she's my right-hand girl because without her, I would be overwhelmed right now. She is excellent at organizing and putting stuff together. My weaknesses are her strengths, and she's been a pleasure to work with. Bear got me the top-notch assistant. I couldn't have asked for a better one.
And Coach Bear, she's with the track and field team. A lot of these different sports have some great coaches here with this Wetumpka program, both at the high school level and then below that with middle school for both Wetumpka and Redland as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach Lacey's done a tremendous job. What's exciting about our athletic department is all of us have learned together the last 3 years, and she's one of the coaches as well, just continues to get better and more responsibility on the track and field side. And just all of her strengths, as Coach mentioned, I knew she would be the perfect fit, and also knew she'd be willing to do it. She's always willing. She loves Wetumpka, and she's always willing to help out. But, yes, just speaking of just our sub-varsity levels, our middle school programs are doing tremendous. Principal Brad Mann at Wetumpka Middle made a fantastic hire with Tommy Wadsden. Tommy is a national champion from Troy, back in the day, and comes from a coaching family. Principal Chad Wall and Greg Baker is the head coach down at Redland. They've done a tremendous job the last 2 years of that team. And our numbers, we're talking about over 100 kids out of our feeder school programs, which allows us to have that ninth grade team, JV team, and varsity team. The program is as healthy as it's ever been numbers-wise and with all the great leadership we have.
You also have a new coach with the volleyball program at the varsity level, Coach Holbert, still with the cross-country team as well. Talk about those two coaches and their impact on the kids that they coach as well.
Well, Coach Watson, was glad to have her join last year. She joined the tribe last year, and she's very disciplined to the book. She's going to get the most out of that team, and that's exactly what those girls have been craving and wanting. She's done a great job all summer. Coach Holbert, she's the veteran coach. I mean, she's the one who's seen it all, and always enjoy every interaction with her. And she does a great job with cross country. She did a great job with our soccer program, and now she has a grandchild, right? And she's spending some time, some good quality time there. So I'm trying to get her as coach as much as she can, and at the same time, she, you know, is having a grandchild, so it's hard to be that.
Cross country, another one of those teams that was very recently started. That was back now into 2012, and now we have a new program with flag football that we are extremely excited about. Coach, you've got Prattville coming up, then Brubaker Tech will be that home game. That's October 14th. Fans can attend that one at the Wetumpka Sports Complex. But you've got a lot of away games, a lot of travel. How do you manage to handle all these different road trips each week?
Well, we got the best bus driver to take us. So Coach Lacey is also driving the bus for us. This is a little bit different for me. My other school, we were a lot closer to the schools. But the long drives, hopefully we'll be able to, there's nothing worse than a long bus drive back from losing. So hopefully we'll be winning and winning a lot in the program so we can celebrate on the way back.
Well, Coach, we are really excited about this flag football team. Any last thoughts here for fans if you're trying to get them to come through the gates and see this team either on the road or on October 14th at home?
Oh, yes. Come and look. Flag football is an up-and-coming sport. It's going to grow. It really took off in Georgia. It's taken off in Alabama. This is a sport that's going to be around for a long time, and I look forward to be up there with girls basketball. And so come on out and support the girls flag football this year and the high school girls. I hope to get more of you out next year because I hope to build a JV and a middle school program here. So come out and support the Wetumpka flag football team October 16th.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us and very excited to see how this team does. Hopefully we'll have you back on at some point this season to be able to check in, see how things are going with this young team who will hopefully have learned quite a lot by the end of the season as we get towards that home game later on. So thanks, Coach.
Absolutely. Thank you.
A lot of exciting stuff for Wetumpka Athletics. I'll tell you what else is coming up when we come back and close things out. Coach Bear, this will be it for you as well. Thank you for joining. Excited for Friday night, and we'll be seeing you again next Tuesday as well.
Go Indians. Win the moment.
And we want to thank Central Alabama Community College as it's building brighter futures right here at home with affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region. CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. We'll be right back to close things out here on the first edition of Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show here on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Get ahead of winter and save with Coosa Valley Propane September Pre-Buy. Lock in your propane supply at an extremely discounted rate when you purchase a minimum of 100 gallons. Stock up now and enjoy the peace of mind when cold weather arrives. Don't wait. This offer ends September 30th. Call Coosa Valley Propane now at 256-362-4780 and secure your savings today.
Looking to tackle your next home project? Look no further than Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. With same-day pickup, ship to store, and ship to home, all available at RussellDeWittCenter.com. Whether it's paints, tools, lumber, or lawn care, we've got what you need with the service you can trust. So be sure to shop today at RussellDeWittCenter.com. RussellDeWittCenter.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
The heat is on at Collier Ford in Wetumpka during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Now through September 30th, drive home with Quad Zero Savings. 0% APR for 48 months. Zero down. No payments for 90 days. Plus a two-year, 25,000-mile premium maintenance plan included. The rugged F-150 to the adventurous Bronco and Bronco Sport and the sleek Mustang Mach-E. There's a Ford for every summer road. Plus get $1,000 Summer Sales Event cash on select models while they last. Come on! Come to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka, where summer savings meet hometown service.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show. Driven by Collier Ford. Online at CollierFord.com.
Welcoming you back for the final time as we get ready for what will be our next broadcast. That will be out in Opelika as Wetumpka takes on Beauregard at 7 p.m. on August 22nd. That will kick off the 2025 football season. A reminder that after that, Wetumpka will be at home against Chelsea on August 29th. That will be the home opener also at 7 p.m. 2 weeks away. I guess that's 10 days away, that is. This Friday with Beauregard, you'll have myself on the call with Xander Walker joining me on color. Mitch Petrie next to me will be on the sideline for that one. It's going to be a lot of fun out there, a lot of action coming up for Wetumpka Athletics as well. Volleyball taking on the PCA tournament. That is Saturday. They'll have their first home match against Realtown August 25th. Here in Wetumpka. Flag football, as we have mentioned, with Coach Maxwell and Coach Lacey, they'll go to Prattville next Tuesday, and we'll try to get some updates on that as we air our show as well. Their first home game and only home game will be against Brubaker Tech on October 14th. Cross country still has a little bit of a ways to go till they begin their season. The Volunteer Spirit Classic, hosted by Central of Clay County, that race will be on September 6th. A lot of fun stuff coming up for Wetumpka Athletics. Want to thank you all for joining us here at the Wharf. Thank our viewers on YouTube and Facebook and our listeners on 105.1 WRFS The Lake. You can tune into all of those same locations this Friday when we air the first game of the football season with Wetumpka and Beauregard. Make sure to tune in for that one and every Friday night as the Wetumpka football season and Wetumpka athletics season rolls on. Gonna be a lot of fun this year. Once again, thank you all for joining me. Go Indians, everyone. We will see you back here at the Wharf again next Tuesday for the second edition of Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. Good night, everyone, and we will see you on Friday for the first game of the Wetumpka football season.